Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me, kiss me.
8:10 in the morning, and Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9. Oh, by the way, the blog, which I've sensitively entitled Just Do Your Damn Jobs on the Mess with Scalia's Replacement, is up now. And again, at Cochran Show and Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. Kanye, Dean joins us now from Channel 9. Kanye West is broke.
Is he up for the Supreme Court, Kanye West?
Well, he'd be an interesting choice, wouldn't he? You know, the stuff is normally bogged down in legalese, and it's hard to understand. Whatever Kanye wrote would be hard to understand.
I can't think of anybody more difficult to understand than Kanye West. I think he'd fit in perfectly.
Well, let's not count him out. Is he really broke?
He tweeted over the weekend that he is $53 million in debt. Forbes magazine says he's worth $20 million. That his salary last year, his total take and income was $20 million last year. Where the other money went, I don't know. Kim Kardashian is certainly worth quite a few simoleons.
Well, that's something. You can't claim that Kim spent it all on the credit card. She's got her own money.
She's got arguably maybe even more money than Kanye. And, you know, maybe this whole thing is just a publicity stunt as well to get attention. He is, you know, next to Donald Trump, the king of that. He had a new album that was released over the weekend. Did you see him on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I thought he was awful. Inexplicably bad.
I couldn't have been more like my dad watching that. What the hell's that?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
What's he doing there? I don't understand.
You know what it reminded me of? Like a sound check gone bad. Like it's 3 in the afternoon, the concert's not till 8. We can fix this. But it was live TV.
More than a couple of times. I'm not a big, I don't really care about the pull up your pants thing with kids, because I think as teenagers we all had our crazy thing that we all did, and this is just the most current one. But his pants were below his buttocks cheeks. I don't know how he keeps his pants up. I was more fascinated by that.
That's why his new album is called Belt. I need a belt. Where's my belt? So he's got two cuts on suspenders.
He tweets out his exact tweet, was, you know, weird and somewhat difficult to understand, but said, I write this to you, my brothers, while still $53 million in personal debt. Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart. Then the next day, he tweets out another message sent to billionaire Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he wants Zuckerberg to buy his ideas or something?
Yeah, he wants Zuckerberg to invest, quote, $1 billion into Kanye West ideas. And he added that he is the greatest artist of all time.
Well, that's the kind of guy, I mean, when you look at Kanye West, that's the kind of guy, Kanye West, you go, well, who do I have confidence in investing my money in? And I go, yeah, Kanye West.
Get me that guy who's $53 million in debt. I want to give him $1 billion.
One of his best friends in life has bailed on him now and said, look, I've tried to get him help. I can't help him. He needs counseling. He needs help, and he needs it now. And is sort of publicly begging Kanye to get help.
He is.
Yeah. Are we dealing with a bipolar disorder situation here?
Not being a doctor, I couldn't say that for sure, but it sure sounds like it. You're talking about Chicago rapper Rhymefest, who I know very well and is a great guy. And he's been a longtime collaborator and co-writer with Kanye West, longtime friends with Kanye West. And over the weekend, he tweeted out that he's done working with him and just outwardly says he needs to get counseling, spiritual and mental.
Yeah, here's a tweet. My brother needs help in the form of counseling, spiritual and mental. He should step away from the public and heal.
Yeah, step away from the public and all the yes men.
And the yes men.
He said that's part of the problem. So, for someone who's close to him to come out and say something so blatant I think is significant. I was talking with Rhymefest last night because, you know, I hang with all the rappers next to you.
Now, hold on a second. It's Sunday night in Dean Richards' world, and you're talking with Rhymefest.
Wait, this coming from the guy who said, I like some of Kanye's work. I like Gold Digger. Yeah. I was going to ask you for what other songs you like by him.
Well, I'm a big Gold Digger guy. Yeah. Yeah. So how did the conversation with Rhymefest come about?
I just sent him a tweet, and I said, I'm hearing all this stuff. What's going on? Is it true? And he was laughing, and he said, yeah, it's all true. So,
wow.
I think it's sad. I mean,
well, I do too.
It's more than just Kanye being typically kind of nutty Kanye stuff. I mean, it's for one of his closest friends to bail on him like this.
It's a big deal.
I think that says something.
Yeah, and the reason I bring up bipolar disorder in general, because these feelings of being godlike are symptomatic of that. And Kanye doesn't seem like the guy who would recognize that he needs to get help. And then there was some weird Kim Kardashian thing this weekend. You know, I was tweeting with Kim last night while Dean was tweeting with Rhymefest.
Name dropper.
And Kim Kardashian was referencing divorce in some sort of, you know, kind of elusive way. So I don't know. I'd hate to think this beautiful relationship could be up for grabs, but how many more lives are the Kardashians going to destroy?
Including all of those who watch the show.
All right, here's what else is coming up. Dean will tell us about Deadpool and if it made a bunch of money. Dean will tell us about the BAFTAs, the British Academy Awards.
Good stuff on the BAFTAs.
And Dean will tell us who's performing at the Grammys tonight. I'm sure he'll be tweeting with his homies. It's
hang on a second. Wiz Khalifa's on the phone for me. I got to go.
That's good, because during this break, I've got to go see Wiz Khalifa. It's 8:16, and it's traffic time, and here's Mary.
Saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
This one, Kanye, made sense.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Catchy.
Get down, girl, go ahead.
Dean asked me out the air if he could square dance to this.
Alameda left and promenade right and
all right, moving on. Deadpool, make any money?
$135 million.
You're kidding me.
It was huge, huge. The biggest R-rated.
Wait, was it huge or huge?
It was huge. Sorry, I mispronounced.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge. $135 million. It's expected to take $150 million by the time today is over, be part of the President's Day weekend. But the biggest R-rated movie opening of all time, biggest February movie opening
of all time.
Of all time. Of all time.
Why?
It's a fantastic movie. It's a great movie, and I think just the word got out that really how amazingly funny this movie is.
And so it's funny and it's entertaining.
Yes.
And it's Ryan Reynolds maybe too. It's got a little
something. I figured with a name like Deadpool that people, you know, who aren't comic book nuts would go, well, it's another horror movie or it's this or that, and they wouldn't even bite.
You don't even need to be a comic book fan. I went into this. I'd heard of Deadpool. I didn't really know what the history was, and you know the comic book heritage and all that. Ryan Reynolds makes fun of the genre, makes fun of the movie itself. He makes fun of himself, his pretty boy image. It's so sarcastic and so irreverent, and still has some good superhero moments in the whole thing. And just word of mouth spread, you know, like crazy on this. And I think that's what, you know, sent it over the top.
Better than Ant-Man?
I think it is better than Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was, you told me, I never saw Ant-Man. Ant-Man was okay, right?
Yeah, I liked Ant-Man. I didn't love Ant-Man. I love this. You know what this reminds me of? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, that's a good movie. It's a good movie.
That is, you know, just doesn't take itself very seriously.
Oh, you didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy?
Dean did.
You did, right?
I did.
It was okay.
I thought it was entertaining.
I loved it.
I was tired.
Mm. Oh, you were tired?
I didn't have a lot of time when I was watching it.
So aren't they out of superheroes?
Oh, no. There's plenty in the Marvel Universe. Are you kidding me?
Oh, there's more.
There's plenty. Okay. We've got plenty for you.
When's Rat Face coming out? Is that one?
That was based on a radio executive that you once knew?
Yeah, it is. I can't remember which one.
Hey, when's Wonder Woman coming out? Is she Marvel or is she the other one?
That it's DC Comics.
DC, okay. Mm.
Oh, Marvel and DC are different?
Oh, yeah. Steve.
Oh, yeah. It's like a whole culture, wow. Subculture.
Let me kick you out of my nerd club.
Yeah.
Wow. Writers Guild Awards this weekend and the BAFTAs. Is one or the other more representative of what we'll see in the Oscars?
I think really, in a way, I think they both are because the Writers Guild are obviously just writers, and that will represent probably who will win the best screenplay awards. The winners from the Writers Guild, it turned out to be, not surprisingly, Spotlight winning Best Original Screenplay for its story about the Boston Archdiocese sex scandal. The Big Short about the 2008 financial crisis won Best Adapted Screenplay. So huge money. I mean, if you've got Oscar pools coming up, huge money that these two probably will be the winners in those categories. For the BAFTA Awards, these are the British Academy.
It's a pretty entertaining show every
awards.
Year.
It's a very entertaining show. The Oscars really need to take a lesson on how to put on...
Who is the host this year?
An award show.
Was it the Queen?
It was not. The Queen couldn't make it this year.
Oh, and it's time for Best Actor.
Let's introduce the auditors who counted the votes.
Best Supporting Actress in a Supporting Role... Charles, bring me another envelope.
I love when everything sounds like Monty Python.
Or Mrs. Doubtfire.
Or Mrs. Doubtfire.
What? I thought I was spot on.
Big night for The Revenant. Leo DiCaprio won Best Actor. It won Best Picture. Alejandro Iñárritu took Best Director. It also won Best Cinematography and Best Sound. Mad Max Fury Road won 4 awards, makeup, costume design, production design, and editing. Brie Larson won Best Lead Actress from The Room. Kate Winslet won for Steve Jobs. And announcing the nominees for Best Supporting Actor was Rebel Wilson from this movie, How to Be Single.
She's kooky.
From the Pitch Perfect movies, really funny. She was hilarious in her... introduction of this category. Listen.
I have never been invited to the Oscars because, as you know, they are racist. But the BAFTAs have diverse members. And that's what we all want to see in life, isn't it? Diverse members. One day, I hope to return here to win a BAFTA myself. I have already been practicing my transgendered face. Sorry, Idris Elba, you're making me a bit nervous. But I'm just sociologically programmed to want chocolate on Valentine's Day. Five really attractive men have been nominated. And I really look forward to congratulating the winner. Although I'm looking forward even more to consoling the 4 losers.
She's funny, man. She's funny.
It's very, very funny.
How old is she?
I'm going to say.
She's not even 30, is she?
I think it's going to say about 28, I would guess.
Yeah, she's funny. Yep. She's definitely funny. All right, who's at the Grammys tonight?
It's going to be.
She's 35? I'm being told by the voices 35? In my head that she's 35.
Really?
Wow. Well, she's over. So she had a good run there for that clip.
Taylor Swift is going to open the show tonight. She's nominated for 7 Grammy Awards. Kendrick Lamar, who has the most nominations tonight, 11, will also perform. The Weeknd will perform. Rihanna will be taking the stage for the first time.
Do you know if Weeknd got any medical help for that face problem he's having?
What do you mean his face problem?
Yeah, he can't feel his face when he's near me.
Oh, I can't feel my face when I'm near you.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he went to a clinic or something.
Just glad I got to sing a little bit.
Got some help.
If that's what you call it.
Kevin enjoyed the heck out of it. He's falling off his chair.
Rihanna is going to be performing, first time since her new album came out. Adele, who is not eligible this year, her new album, 25, won't be eligible till next year.
But make an exception. It's Adele.
She is going to be performing. But get this. There is a rock supergroup called the Hollywood Vampires who will be making their live TV debut.
Who's in it?
In this show. Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, and Joe Perry. That's cool.
Wait a minute. Alice Cooper and Joe Perry. And who's the third?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's a musician?
Yeah. Guitar player.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Is he any good?
He's okay.
Does he look like Keith Richards when he does it?
I think so. Yeah. Doesn't he look like Keith Richards at everything that
he
does?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
The cast of the Broadway show Hamilton will be performing, since nobody can get a ticket to that.
Have you heard their show-stopping number? Years from now, a man with an orange face and orange hair will destroy the country we're building tonight. Have you heard it? It's really good.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's strong.
I look forward to that. Yeah. And it's going to be really interesting tonight how they deal with the inordinate amount of music deaths outside of the regular Memoriam segment. Jackson Browne will be sitting in with the Eagles, and they're going to do a tribute to Glenn Frey.
How great is that?
He passed away.
Come on.
Lady Gaga is going to do a tribute to David Bowie. Chris Stapleton, Gary Clark Jr., and Bonnie Raitt will pay tribute to B.B. King. I'm sure there'll be other memorials with all that we've lost.
Boy, if you're an old musician, don't you want to die to see who tributes you? Because that's a pretty good lineup.
I think so. Bieber is supposed to be appearing tonight. Who
He's
else
hard
do we
to
have?
Get.
Pitbull, okay. Travis Barker, Robin Thicke. Going to be making an appearance.
Does Robin Thicke know he's going to be there?
I'm not entirely sure about that.
Okay.
But the fun starts 7 o'clock tonight on your CBS.
And Kanye West will come up and ruin Taylor Swift's moment because it's just a tradition. That's all.
I have not heard if he's going to be there tonight or not. I believe he's nominated. I believe he is. I haven't looked at the full list to see if he's on there, but I hope so because he always brings a lot of fun to any show.
Well, listen, Rhymefest is probably on hold for you, so... Good luck.
Did I mention I have to call Wiz Khalifa? I'll take that, Wiz.
So we'll see. That's funny.
It's Dean Richards live from Channel 9. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Coming up, your big story next on 720 WGN.